So I finally managed to find Bounders Live, and I'm talking to
David Bramwell.
Twitter?
No.
Oh, for God's sake. Facebook, MySpace, something.
Hotmail. Well, I've got a website. I know it's old school, but it's drbramwell.com.
DrBramwell. Okay. So you were here tonight pitching your future book.
Yes, called The Number 9 Bus to Utopia, about a year I spent travelling around communities in Europe and America in search of a better life, and also learning how to be a bit more giving and sharing, having been dumped by a long-term girlfriend for being a selfish son of a bitch.
Which you probably were?
Yep.
And you're not now?
No, I'm a lot better. I learned my lesson. I mean, I suppose, you know, one of the things was being one of those typical blokes wrapped up in his own projects. You know, I play in a band and I fanny around doing writing and all sorts of things.
You were kind of 14 going on 30 or something.
Yeah.
35.
Yeah, and the rest. But, you know, this was another project, which, you know, I admit, but it was one for self-improvement. And also entertainment, take a year out of life, and a genuine passion for community life. And I went to some places that you know, genuinely changed me. That sounds cliche.
And your day job? Because you can't make money out of being a bit awful these days.
That's true. Or a musician.
Well, he can't, is he?
I live in Brighton, and there's no economy in Brighton apart from tourism. So we all juggle about six jobs. I discovered recently it's called a portfolio career.
That's nice.
What do? I tour a show called Sing Along the Wicker Man, which hopefully is self-explanatory. I host a night in Brighton called the Catalyst Club, where people come and talk about their passions. It's a bit like TED, but it's a bit more open.
And therapy, probably.
Yeah, a little
in
bit.
Same way.
Yeah.
Hey, there's an idea there.
I teach music part-time, play in a band, and I do a bit of writing. None of that makes any money, but it's good fun.
That sounds good. And before this journey of self-discovery and exploration and stuff, what's the difference now between you now and you then?
I spend a lot of time trying to make positive changes in the city. So I set up an event called Zacalo, which a couple of us run, where we encourage neighbours to get to know each other again. So they once a year, people put chairs outside their houses, sit there, and they meet their neighbours, meet and greet their neighbours, walk around the streets, meet other neighbours. And we put a lot of time and effort into this to rekindle the sense of community spirit, without it hopefully being cheesy or needing money to fund it or needing to apply for council permission to close streets. It's the most simple, effective way we could think of to...
The old-fashioned approach.
It is the old-fashioned approach, but people need to kick up the arse. People won't do it normally, and everyone says, oh, I don't know my neighbours anymore. And it's easy for us to live alone in our houses and hardly meet anybody. You can have your food and, you know, and everything delivered and work alone, as many of us do. And that's not a great way to live anymore. So it's about reviving that war spirit.
Have you done this in Peckham yet?
No, but we want to do it all over the country. We want to. I know Brighton, in a sense, is a bit of a soft target in terms of it's the kind of place where you can launch these ideas maybe a lot easier.
So I can see David Cameron or Boris jumping on this.
They can fuck off.
Potentially with 16 security guards around them, but
we're happy to. I'd love to just get this rolling throughout the country, as long as we didn't fall prey to funding or sponsorship. So the idea is, it has to be grassroots. It has to be everyday people that make the simple choice to think, I'll do my street, I'll do a Zacalo this year, I'll knock on my neighbour's doors, I'll stick a poster up in the window and set up a Facebook campaign, and dare I say it, maybe Twitter. So we don't need
and
the politicians.
No coronation. Yeah.
No.
So
no,
exactly. Your book is called
The Number 9 Bus to Utopia.
And you can pledge your money for that on
Unbound.com. Yeah.
There you go. Thank you. Hey, every
bit helps.